In 1896, I think it was, Washington Duke told the new president of Trinity College, Kilgo, President Kilgo, that he would give Trinity $100,000, which was a lot of money then, if Trinity would admit women on an equal footing with men. Well, Kilgo and the trustees of Trinity said, we'd love to have women, you know, we'd be glad to have women. So long before Charlottesville or Chapel Hill smelled the coffee, Trinity College is admitting women on an equal footing with men. Now, they didn't have the facilities for them, and they wouldn't have until later on when the Woman's College comes into existence as part of Duke University. But Trinity began to admit women quite early. One of the earliest interests of the family outside of Durham was the Oxford Orphans Asylum, which is still up in Oxford, North Carolina. Pa, Washington Duke, Pa and Ben would get on the early morning train back in the days when we had a lot of train service and ride up to Oxford, spend the day at the orphanage, you see what they needed, and then see that they got what they could give to help the orphanage. So that later portion of the child care section of the endowment grew out of a pattern of family involvement.